Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We have Samuel Basayo, x-rays negative, so we're good there. In that situation right there, he got hit in the throwing hand. Wanted him to throw a couple balls just to make sure that they didn't run right there. Obviously, it didn't feel good. We pulled him. I feel like it was the right thing to do for the kid. Probably sit tomorrow to give him one more day plus the off day. Then we'll have him back in there most likely that first game against Pittsburgh. And then the last one was Dean Kramer. So Dean, MRI came back. Nothing glaring by any means. What we're most likely going to do is skip his next start. We're going to try to. He's going to play catch tomorrow, then probably the day after the off day. If he plays catch and it goes well, then we will keep him active, skip his next start, and then kind of keep him going for the one following that.
Interim manager Tony Manzalino with an update on a couple of players. I'm going to go play catch tomorrow too, but I don't think that I'm going to start for the Orioles, though.
Don't roll that out.
I've seen worse, and I'm left-handed, Bone. Mm. But looks like they dodged a bullet with Sam Basayo. Took that foul ball off the foot earlier in that game, and then he takes the bunt off the hand. And he tried to make a couple throws, and they were bad.
Yeah.
But he said the next day he felt a lot better. So we'll get the lineup at some point this afternoon and expect Sam Basayo to be in it.
This is why when a kid gets up here and he's shot out of a cannon and he's off to a hot start and you give him a new contract, you let him play. And if you have to sit him at the end, you sit him if you want to manipulate service time. But you don't start jerry-rigging it as soon as he gets here. Because guess what? These things do have a way of working themselves out, and he's probably going to have bumps and bruises along the way. So, again, it's just one more area where I think they're pretty silly.
Inept.
About how they do things. I hope he's back soon. Obviously, one of the most exciting things about the remainder of this season is watching the youngest player in the majors do his thing. Baseball gods. How's baseball gods treated old man bun since he excoriated his 20-year-old catcher and for all to see? How's that working out for me and Dean?
That is one
thing. Speaking of things taking care of themselves.
That is one thing that I was thinking, because I think that instance happened either the first or second day in Greece. I'm like, did Jason do another 180?
He's
dead to you now.
By the way, big surprise, Bordy did not have a problem with that. We had him on right after.
Yeah, really?
He did not have a problem with that, which would surprise me.
It's the only thing me and Bordy have differed on in like 5 years.
Yeah, that's a time and place. You don't need
do it
to
in
do
the dugout.
That. Exactly. You don't need to do that with the cameras on you.
Bro, you're not Nolan Ryan. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
You can't do that.
Please.
You can't.
You and your 5 ERA.
Not
get
Mike
Porter. I
mean, not Mike Mussina either.
Oh, my quarterback? You're doing that to my quarterback?
Yeah,
he's been in the majors not even a week? Come on now. But hey, baseball gods saw it for what it was, and things happen.
Also, Chase McDermott,
et cetera.
Chase McDermott was on the taxi squad, medical taxi.
How about all the things it took to get Chase McDermott here?
And
how
he's
ridiculous
not
is that?
And by the way, he's not officially here.
Not officially here. Yeah,
because he's on the medical taxi squad. And if things go as interim skipper said they're going to go, then Kramer won't go on the IL, and Chase McDermott won't go on the roster.
But at this point,
he can't crack this bullpen that Bordy doesn't see anybody worth keeping around in except for Keegan Aiken.
Yeah.
At this point, there's 3 weeks left of the season. Just shut down Kramer. You're already in a six-man rotation. Just put McDermott in and see what you
got. Or just leave McDermott in the pen where he's been great.
That's what I'm saying. Just put
or get rid of one of these Jags. I'm sorry, but get rid of one of these guys that has no future here.
I think calling some of them Jags is actually damning with faint praise. Some are the wannabe Jags. They haven't even reached the level where they're just a guy yet. They're not even that.
Yeah. Well, they're in a major league.
They're in the majors.
They're the majors because Michael Eyes drafted them in St. Louis 35 years ago.
You asked Ken how many guys top 25 votes in MVP. How many guys can say they're in the majors? They can. That's right.
A lot more than can say they got top 25 MVP votes.
Of course.
We can nitpick on what a Jag is, but like they're Waddy
was a
major.
Jag. These guys aren't even Waddy. Waddy stuck around for multiple years.
Waddy has
screw you, Bone. Waddy ate some innings. Waddy had some decent starts.
Waddy was on 100 lost
teams. Caleb Martin is not a Waddy. He's not a Jag. He's some Jag.
Jason, Caleb Martin has two saves.
Oh, stop. And then he got eviscerated.
They're in the stat sheet.
Whatever.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Cares.
That's my point.
If he wasn't drafted in Houston, he'd have never been here in the first place.
If you don't know his name or care to know his name, then Chase McDermott, should be on his roster instead.
Waddy's a Jag.
Yeah, because they were losing 115 games that season. That's
we
why
should
he was
play
starting.
That game. Jag or not a Jag? The knuckleballer, Mickey Janis, not a Jag.
Hey,
not a Jag.
By the way, you bring up Mickey Janis.
Waddy's a Jag.
It brings up one of the greatest moments of this show. We were supposed to have Mickey Janis on the show. And we get a very
DFA'd
cryptic
in the seventh inning.
Yeah, we got a very cryptic email the next morning that said he's not going to be on the show, and then an hour later he got DFA'd.
Waddy had an 8.07 ERA in 2021.
He hit the post. Waddy hit the post. How many innings did Waddy pitch here?
Here he pitched 160.
That's a Jag. The man ate innings. Don't you defame him by comparing Caleb Corbin, whatever,
Corbin
Martin to him
Martin.
Or anybody in this bullpen other than Aiken.
Yeah. Right-handed, or excuse me, left-handed Matt Albers. Coming up next. By the way, we're going to take your calls coming up at 3:45. Pete Prisco's joining us at 4:30. But Ravens lose 41-40. We look back at some positives from that game. What did we like? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.